Hey friends, I am back with the next episode in my series of my four-year curriculum map. So if you have not gone back and listened to the first episode on it, where I kind of give an overview of everything and my teaching situation and I lay everything out, you might want to check that out first. In this episode today, I'm going to be specifically talking about Cycle 1, Phase 2 of the Stepping Stones Curricular Framework, which is all about describing preferences, and how I am differentiating that topic of describing preferences between 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So I have the same kids for 4 years in a row, and how I can angle and modify it to be a little bit different. So first I'm going to talk about kind of the difficulty of language and the focus of each grade level, and then I'll give you some different ideas for how you could angle that input depending on your different situation. So in 5th grade, for example, with describing preferences, the focus I'm having in 5th grade is describing my own preferences. So obviously our students love talking about themselves, and so I wanted to start with that, with them being able to express their own thoughts and opinions about what they like and don't like. And phrases that I would include on their anchor chart and on anything that we're really writing in class and that we're using a lot of, this high frequency language, would be, you know, me gusta, no me gusta, me encanta, detesto, odio. I might even put prefiero on there, for I prefer. And those would really be my like key phrases that I'm trying to get a lot of repetitions in. Now, the things that they're talking about liking, that can vary. So in this cycle and phase, I really like to do a lot of slide talk or card talk. If you don't know what card talk is, I have an episode way back in the archives there of the beginning of my podcast that talks about it. But basically, nowadays, I do it all digitally because I find that not all the classes, but most of them work better with it digitally. Number one, this teaches them how to like insert things into a slideshow, which is a skill my fifth graders need as they enter middle school. So I like to spend the time teaching them how to do that. But basically, I put a slideshow together. Their name is on, they have their name on each slide. It's one slideshow. And then I teach them how to insert a picture into the slideshow and also how to write in the speaker notes. So I'll have them put a picture in of something that they like, an activity, a food, and you could angle this, right? If you have to cover specific vocabulary, you could make one slideshow all about like different sports we like, or all about different foods we like, or different activities we like, or winter sports, or even like the weather they like. So there's a lot of ways you can do that. I have them insert a picture, and then in the speaker notes below the slide in English, I have them just write, you know, a couple things about it. Make sure you know what it is in the picture, if they love it, if they like it, and why. And that way, if I want to add more context to the picture, I have it. Then in 6th grade, we're really going to move into describing my classmates' preferences. So I'm probably going to do a little bit of this in 5th grade too. So 5th and 6th is kind of going to be mushed together, right? But in 6th grade, I'm going to emphasize more about le gusta, no le gusta, le encanta, detesta, odia, prefiere, so a lot of that third person forms of the verbs. And then I'm also going to add in phrases to help them write longer sentences, like and, but, and also. So when we're writing in class, when I'm doing write and discuss, when I'm modeling it, all of those things, those are the phrases that I'm going to be emphasizing. In 7th grade, I have comparing and contrasting my preferences with others. So in addition to all the other phrases, now we're kind of like building on top of them. So we'll be using the me gusta, no me gusta from 5th grade. We'll use the le gusta, no le gusta from 6th grade. So the I like, the he or she likes. And now I'm going to add in 7th grade, I'm going to add in kind of in the middle. So like, I don't have an opinion, or it's all the same to me, like no me importa, no tengo opinión, me da igual. Then I'm also going to add in the way to use neither nor in 7th grade. So you can see I'm just kind of, I want to use this word, I don't think it's a real word, complexifying. That's my new favorite word, complexifying the language to talk about it. So now we're going to have focusing on compound sentences of things like, I like cheese, but Axton hates cheese, and things like that. And then in 8th grade, focusing more on like ranking their preferences and giving reasons. So this is like really the meat and potatoes of it. So everything that we've listed before, plus using like more than, less than, as much as, it's better, it's worse, and then also working to say because. And a lot of that because and ranking their preferences can be tied back into describing settings, which is all psycho and phase one. So I might ask them, like I did a slideshow of like, which do you prefer? And one would be like going to school or spending time in the park with friends. And then I made them say why. And so we really did a lot of practice and modeling of the language for how to say, like, I prefer school because I like to study, or I prefer going to the park because it's sunny. I don't like school, like adding more details and more context to their preferences and saying why. So you can see the building blocks there. These phases aren't meant to be super duper long. And my hope is that by spiraling this every year, obviously they're not going to always remember every single phrase that I had the year before, right? They're going to remember the phrases that they've acquired, and I'll give them extra input, and they just continue to build on each other. So I hope that this is helpful for you and that it gives you a better idea of how you can kind of build on the language over 4 years. And again, with preferences, it's super easy to angle that towards any vocabulary you have to teach. For me, I'm like starting to get even more strategic with my instruction when it's focusing on input, because I spend some time, if you've listened to these episodes before, I spend some time at the end of the year with my eighth graders really doing like textbook practice to get them ready for high school. I don't grade it, but I want to expose them to the vocabulary, and I have an episode about the word off and the grammar and all of that kind of stuff that they're going to be expected to know when they get to high school. But this is a really great way to build in certain phrases that either you have to teach, right, if you have required curriculum or required themes and things, but also like if you know that their next teacher, like if you're in the same boat as me, if you know that their next teacher is going to expect that they have learned all the sports, well, go ahead and throw in a lesson, a class survey about sports. So basically with class surveys, that would be a great option for this unit too. And I have a whole episode explaining those in depth, but you could, you know, put two sports on the screen on a slide and say like, do you prefer soccer or basketball? And then have them vote in class and talk about which one's popular, talk about who loves it, who likes it, who doesn't like it, who hates it. When do they like to do those things? That could draw back on cycle one, phase one with describing settings. Do they like to do them in the summer, in the winter? You could do it in months. You could talk about like where they do those things. You could describe those places. So there's a lot of ways you could go deeper with this if you have the time over the years with your classes. So that is cycle one, phase two.